CourageousChristianFather.com, boldly blogging for God, being led by the Holy Spirit to help others know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. CourageousChristianFather.com.
This is Steve with CourageousChristianFather.com, the podcast series. Today, the podcast is going to be about what does the Bible say about drums in worship? This question basically came up when I shared my church's broadcast, since, you know, this COVID stuff, we're going virtual a lot of times and stuff. But a person commented on there saying, what does the Bible say about drums? And saying, drums, really? You know, like just making comments like that into the comment section of the live stream. So I was like, it makes me wonder what it really says. So I figured I would do some digging and go into seeing what it says about drums in the Bible. So here's an example of a drum beat. Drums seem to always fascinate me for some reason. I don't know why, but they have. I always pretend like I'm playing drums, you know, like kind of like that, or air drumming, you know, or whatever. But I really can't keep a beat, so I don't know. But it would be something I would be fascinated in, learning how to play sometime. My one of my nieces plays drums in band in school. So before I get more into it, I'm going to give you another example of a drum beat that I found online. It was a free little download drum beat thing, the both of them that I've shared here. So here it is. So what do you think about those two sample drum beats? They're just basic ones, but everybody knows when they listen to music, most of the time a band has a percussionists playing drums, cymbals, and the etc. But really, what does the Bible say? Well, looking into it, there's really not much mention of a drum. There's more mention of cymbals and tambourines. You know, you can have one example of when Moses was leading the people, when some good things would come, they would dance and celebrate and play. They would play tambourines, basically like what we would call probably like a drum. It's now part of the percussion instrument. King David even said we need to praise him with loud noises such as tambourines and cymbals, which, again, those are form of drum equipment, percussion-type instruments. You can see some examples here in Exodus 15:20, Psalm 150, and even Psalm 149. For past, drums have been used for many things throughout history. Religious rituals, religious things in the past. They've been used for ceremonial, festivals, wars. There's like the war drum, signals, etc. You know, you can use drums for many different things. So, here's an ad from one of our sponsors, Steve's Mask. Need a face mask? Check out Steve's Masks. That is Steve's Z, MaskZ.com. There are many face masks to choose from. For example, you can find Snoopy and the Peanuts Gangs, Woodstock, Charlie Brown, etc. Scooby-Doo masks. There's Marvel with like Captain America, Spider-Man, and all them other Marvel characters. So check that out. There's several faith-based masks to check out too. Plus, just to let you know, there's about close to 200 mask designs right now. So order yours today before they're gone at stevesmask.com. So you go to Steve, the letter Z, mask, the letter Z.com. Thank you and have a good day. So we see a lot of churches with a praise and worship band. They usually have guitars and drums, keyboards, all the normal band, you know, type of musical equipment that you would see. But so when we do worship that and we have a drummer, a percussionist in there, and we see that, is it biblical to have that? My thing is saying, are we putting our focus on the drums or any other type of musical equipment, entertainment, or anything like that? Or are we putting our focus on the glory of God and the glory of God alone when we do our worship? The Bible says we're supposed to worship Him in spirit and truth. You can see that in John 4:24. It's a matter of a heart condition. Where is our heart when we worship Him? You know, are we distracting away from that with the drums, or are we using the drums to pay Him glory and honor with the music and that is being played in our worship? Of course, you know, each percussion instrument, like the cymbals, the tambourines, the drums, snare drums, etc., they all have a different purpose in keeping a beat with the music. You know, there's the snare drum, the beat drum, and all kinds of things like that. And the blog post that pertains to this particular podcast, you can go there and you can see where I put the Strong's word for cymbals, which is H6767, meaning whirling, buzzing, spear, whirling, locust, or clatter. And then there's tambourine, which is H8596, a timbrel, a tambourine, a drum, a tambret. So you can just go there and look at that and see what I wrote about there. People have said stuff about it not bringing glory and honor to God, but other people, you know, will say it does. You know, it's like I said, it's all about a heart condition. Some people have said that drums feed the flesh, that we shouldn't have drums because it feeds the flesh. And of course, I've heard things about guitars too because of the number of strings that's on it. So I did some air quotes if you can't see that because this is an audio podcast. But Galatians 5:19-23 can tell us what the works of the flesh are. And, of course, most people will say there's nothing saying about a beating drum or beating a drum that would feed the flesh like that. Some will say drums wouldn't be used in worship because it was only used for festival or celebrations. But if we really, truly are worshiping and honoring the Lord, we are celebrating Him, so it's a form of a celebration. Rather, you believe that drums should be in worship or not. You know, if you believe that they shouldn't, then it's probably a good idea that you find a church that doesn't play the drums, because that could be distracting to you. It goes back to reminding me of whether to eat meat or not. You know, if it's going to cause somebody to stumble, you know, could be one of those little things. It's not a primary thing for salvation. You know, it's not like you have to have drums or not have to have drums, or you're going to go to hell because you're playing drums. It's not one of those things, because the only way is through Jesus Christ, of course. So, you know, rather drums are permissible or not, some people will still believe they are. And however, some drums in worship or no drums, it's, of course, I said, is not part of a salvation. But what does matter is the only thing is the way to get to heaven, like I said, Jesus Christ. He died on the cross to save us all from our sins. And we must accept Him. And remember, it's Christ alone. And I have a blog post about that. I'm going over the five solas, you know, and the one of them being Christ alone, sola Christo. I'm not good at saying some of those words. But, you know, you get my drift. But another thing you might want to check out on CourageousChristianFather.com is especially around Christmas, and it, when I'm recording this, it's just past Christmas, not that long ago. But the drummer boy, people asking if it's biblical or not. If, where can you find the drummer boy in the Bible? And, well, I've answered that question in that blog post, which you can go to CourageousChristianFather.com. And you will be able to find that. So if rather you feel like it or not, just, you know, it's a matter of personal preference, I think, in a way. So I hope you enjoyed this episode of this podcast. And I thank you for listening. God bless and have a great day.
Hey, singing can help you remember things. So here's some tips for parents out there during these tough times.
Number one.
Make sure your kids wash their hands for 20 seconds after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside.
Two.
Virtual playdates, social and physical distancing can help save lives.
Three.
Tell them they're safe and show your love and pride. Yes, we'll get through this together. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to CourageousChristianFather.com, the podcast series. Make sure that you not only subscribe to this podcast, but also you subscribe to CourageousChristianFather.com blog, where you can read many blog posts. You can also follow Courageous Christian Father on all of the major social media networks. And have a great day, and God bless.